And good morning, this is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. Our scripture readings for this morning are the following. Exodus 20, verses 1 through 17. The Epistle, Romans 6, 3 through 11. And the Gospel, Matthew 5, 20 to 26. And the closing hymn is hymn 50. And let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto Thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against Thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to Thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring Thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by the Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou art holy, Thou only art thou, Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. Lord of all power and might, who art the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of thy name. Increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of thy great mercy keep us in the same. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Let's confess our faith according to the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. My sermon theme this morning is God's gift, eternal life. And the sermon text, Romans 5, verse 15. For if through the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. So far. Death is no laughing matter. Death is a reality. Any obituary will prove the reality of death. Besides, you cannot watch the evening news without being exposed to the realities of death. Considering how much we are exposed to its reality, why is it that we find death so hard to take? Could it be that it's too much of a reminder of something that we can't control? But no matter how flowery we try to paint death, no matter how vigorously or how often we deny it, death is death. It is indeed a reality that we all must face. St. Paul reminds us that sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin. And in this way, death came to all, because all have sinned. You see, Adam failed to listen to God's warning and broke the relationship. Failing to uphold the will of God brought Adam grief and punishment and death. He no longer was free to live and rejoice in the presence of God without fear. Failure brought punishment, the punishment of death. The failure was so severe that only the most extreme solution could offer help. And that solution was for God to send his Son to offer his life as a ransom. Christ took upon himself the punishment for sin, and in doing so, overcame the reign of death. In death's place, Christ established life. Adam and Eve may not have clearly understood death and its effects at the time of the fall, but it wasn't long before they knew only too well the pain and the sorrow that it could bring. When Cain killed Abel, death's reign was known. It wasn't enough that Adam and Eve lost their comfortable home in the garden, or that they had to sweat and toil with the world. They had failed. And the clearest reminder of that failure was one son dead, another son banished. No amount of sorrow could turn things around. They had violated God's law, and death was the result. Their feeble attempts to hide from God and to cover up their sin by blaming Satan, well, it had no effect at all. They had been responsible, and they had failed. Their sin resulted in death, as a matter of fact, death for the entire human race. Nothing Adam and Eve could do could change that punishment. Death was in control, and it affected all of creation. The sin of disobedience had shattered the conditions of creation. There was no longer any harmony, only disharmony. No longer was there understanding, only misunderstanding. Man now struggled with himself, with his world, and with his God. As time passed, even the desire to serve God failed. Man became so distant from God that when the flood came, Holy Scripture described only Noah and his family as finding favor in the eyes of God. The reign of death had destroyed the special relationship between God and man. Throughout the centuries, nothing has changed. As intelligent as we may feel we are, we still battle all too often on our own the same results, and that is death. The more we try to solve the problem of death by ourselves, the more we fail. And the only thing that our solutions do is to separate us further from the truth that we need. But no matter what we try to do to overcome death, it is never enough. Sooner or later, it comes and takes away what seems so precious, so enduring. Not wanting to die changes nothing. Denying death only keeps us from receiving the help that God has made available. His help can overcome the spiritual separation and give us the understanding that God offers so that we can better our lives. Freedom from the slavery of death is God's special gift in His Son, who reveals it as the empty tomb showed on Easter morning. When He came to life, God had conquered death once and for all. Jesus Christ dealt with the root problem, and that root problem was sin. He conquered it on the cross by accepting its sting in His own body, and He proclaimed His sure victory when He burst forth from the tomb full of life that brings us hope and life. Sin brought death, but Christ brought life, abundant life. No longer is it necessary to hurry about looking for human answers, because in Him all of the answers are found. He carried our burden of sin to the cross where He died. Risen, He helps us see what is beyond the grave, the precious gift of heaven that God offers free. He helps us to realize that we have nothing to fear. The fear of death is gone because of the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. The traps and the pitfalls of sin, death, have been replaced by the assurance that we are alive. God's grace abounds in Christ. We don't have to search frantically for our own solution to death, for we have His solution by faith. Through His word, our answer is found. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. God's victory is sure. God paid a big price when He sent His Son to the cross. He paid a big price to bring us back to Himself. He paid the price to satisfy the demands that He made when He said man must die. He did all of it out of love. And in the midst of our struggle for answers to live, He sent life. As we struggle with the concept of death, He offered freedom. In all that happened on Calvary, God's love could be seen. He cared. His Son cared. In love, He laid down His life in our place, one man for all people. Death had its grip on life, but Christ shattered that hold on Easter morning. When Christ's cold tomb was empty, it signaled that we have been given a chance to stand before the Father and bask in His marvelous light without any fear of being cast aside. Christ has brought victory over sin and death and has given us the gift of eternal life. The words of Holy Scripture ring loud and clear. Death has been swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? Where death is your sting? Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, as we struggle, we are assured we are not alone. He is with us. And as we face the burdens of life, He stands close by. And when the time arrives that we do have to face that ancient dreaded enemy death, we know that Christ has opened the door and waits to carry us through to receive His gift of eternal life in the mansions of heaven. May God grant this to each of us. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, and to thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that your word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast love we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide unto the very end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Closing hymn 50.